Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at Juliland.com. Today, as always, I'm here with the guy that I can't come up with a funny thing to say about, Mr. Richard Avery.
My question, who are these fine people?
You know, all the interns. That's are you true. Kidding?
Chad.
Chad Chantal. Has moved in. Yeah, exactly. So I like to give them a shout out because these guys work hard.
They do. They actually do.
It is a universe.
Who do you think gets my triple chocolate milkshakes for me?
Exactly. And also, you know, I mean, Juliland.com, it includes, you know, Mime Freak, includes Ash and some other girls that like have sex or something. Yeah, I mean, exactly. They do shit. I don't know. So we did an episode, and I think it was our first one of doing it, where we did an episode where we did Twitter questions. Now I know
Ash for the talent, not for the talent.
No, not for us. They don't give a fuck about us. Right. The two questions that come us are just us.
Exactly. I'm asking you, how are you? And you're like asking me, how are you? And
exactly.
End of show.
Ash has done this, and I probably stole the idea from her, and she does pretty well with this. So today, because there were so many fucking questions from fans, it is still coming in. We brought back Miss Vanessa Veracruz.
Hey.
Welcome back.
She's very popular.
She is. She's very popular.
I'm surprised.
So where we...
Asshole.
So where we left off, we literally had to cut because there are so many questions coming in. So it's fun. And as before, what we do is...
So this is like Return of the Jedi? Or Empire Strikes Back?
No, this is Empire.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, we're killing it at Jedi. Nobody likes Jedi.
Okay.
It's like Godfather 3. You're out. So what we're going to do is, if there's a question that's already been asked, we're throwing it, you got to listen to the previous episode.
Correct.
Ah, see, this is how we're going to do this. So there's only going to be really three questions. So let's start off. Let's get right off the bat. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Let's get to it.
Did you tweet her that question?
I had a read.
Oh, shit, I didn't. Okay.
from Mox, how are you doing?
So there's, I'm going to refer to this guy as a super fan, or in this case, Ultra. His name is @smile2b4u in actual numbers. Now, this gentleman asked a number of questions, so we're going to blow through these and see what happens. Here we go. This is a good way to start. Here it goes. You're on a desert island, and you can only bring three things. What are they?
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, my God.
I'm guessing Hitachi's in there.
Okay. A bong. Hitachi, my cats, and chocolate.
Wow.
Bong?
Hold on. Where's the generator to be able to plug in the Hitachi?
Never mind. Damn it. My bong.
Sorry. The cats stay home.
Forget the cats.
Okay.
Cats are useless on a desert island.
So, again, smile to be for you, and I appreciate all these questions. This is actually really fun, but I'm going to list all your questions. Can we hear the interview? Will it be transcribed?
Yes. We have the JulieLandTranscribe.com.
Exactly.
Where you can we transcribe every episode of More with Mo, and we also have it in Braille.
Wait, is this where we need to send the self-addressed stamped envelope to?
Exactly.
More with Mo.
P.O. Box.
So I'm going to go ahead and ask you this question. So are you going to be? Are they going to be able to hear this interview?
Yes, they are, of
okay,
course.
Cool. And will it be transcribed?
Yes. No?
No. Unless you're doing it, we're not doing it. You can transcribe it in tweets if you want.
Yes.
Okay, here he goes. No. Again, which girl performer would you like to work with that you haven't? I believe we covered that.
Yeah, and that was Bree Daniels.
Oh, I thought it was James Dean.
I mean, if he tucks it, you know, he makes a sexy bitch. Is there a girl?
Really? Wait, Bree Daniels?
Bree Daniels.
You got to
look her up. Give me a couple more names, too.
Okay, Bree Daniels. Who else? Eva Lovia.
Don't know her.
No.
Aspen Ray, for sure.
Don't know her.
And Nikki Skylar.
Don't know.
Damn,
you guys are missing out. These fucking girls are hot.
Are they on?
Send them over.
Missing out. I'm sorry.
Send them over.
We're giving shout outs.
See, I'll make them a star if they do what I say.
Okay, let's go with. Is there a girl
performer?
Heard
that one before.
It works.
Not
with
following
me.
Following that for that again.
It works with
coach,
me.
Here we come. Is there a girl performer who works with guys that you'd like to shoot with?
Of course, there's plenty of girls.
Doesn't matter if they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as they don't smell like penis when they show up on set.
That's bad.
Sorry. I mean, if their clothes are coming crusty and cum, I'm assuming that's not a good thing.
I would say
it happened.
Aaliyah Love. I've always wanted to work with Aaliyah Loudon.
Aaliyah?
Yeah.
She has not been on the show yet, but we, at some point in time, will drag her down here kicking and screaming to do an episode.
Don't know her.
Continuing with At Smile To Be For You, which Hollywood actress is the hottest to you?
You know, this guy needs to have his own show.
I know, he show. Does. It could be more with Ultra.
Can we
he's
meet
coming
him?
Up with better questions Where is
he?
Than you are.
Yeah, exactly. Where does he live? Bring him in here.
let's see. Who's that? Amanda, the girl that was in that movie, the blonde hair, Amanda Seyfried. Is that her name?
Wow, I
know who you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. She's fucking sexy.
I'm gonna have to look her up.
Yeah,
sexy.
Sex appeal. She has sex appeal.
Sexier than Jennifer Lawrence?
Jennifer Lawrence, to me, she is. Okay. Yeah.
Oh well, mm-hmm. I still go with Helen Mirren. I know I wasn't asked, but I'm going Helen Mirren. I like the older ones. here we go. Where can we see the answers to our questions? I'm going to go ahead and answer this one. You're not going to see them because we're not transcribing, but you can hear them on More With Mo at theaverageMo.com. Which part of your body do you like the most / least?
The most, I have to say, my ass.
Mm-hmm. Which we all agree. Sorry.
I don't.
Fuck you.
My least, I would say... honestly...
You're right.
I guess I would
little
say
little toe.
To be honest, probably my boobs, just because, you know, obviously they're not natural and I wish I was born with natural boobs, but I wasn't. So
well, technically you were born with natural boobs.
Yes. I was born with natural boobs.
Although that would be
any.
Interesting, just a flat chested, no nipples. Wow, you were born like a Ken doll. Let's go with moving on from him, we have at Hawkwind 967. I want to know what the 967. So if you hear this and you tweet it, please tell me what the 967 means. Where were you born? How many years were you in the adult movie business? What kind of music do you like? So I think where were you born?
Okay, I was born and raised in LA. First generation American. I am Mexican American. Been in the business for almost 4 years. And
what kind of music do you like?
What kind of music? I love classic rock. I love Fleetwood Mac, Pink Floyd.
Calm down over there, Dick. He's about ready to go into a seizure.
I'm about to have a heart
before attack. Before we can let him go off, because he will go off for the rest of the show.
Don't
about
go
that,
off,
we're
please.
Moving on. Again, I need to know at GX lover, G-I-U-X lover. I'm curious what that actually stands for as well. If I had the opportunity to act out a scene with four other girls at the same time, who would you choose?
Definitely Brie Daniels, Shyla, and Ryan.
Wow.
You got to come up with one more.
One more. I think Eva. Mm-hmm. Eva Lovia. I haven't worked with her, but she's really
hot. So you want to just throw them all together on a bed, having pillow fights and all that?
Yeah, they're all sexy.
There we go.
Sexy as
well. Mm-hmm. Also, the same question, same person is, what's your favorite food?
Favorite food? I can't really say I have a favorite food. I like eating everything. I can't imagine just eating one thing for the rest of my life.
But do you have a favorite? Like, mm-hmm. if I said to you, you can have eat anything right this second, what would you want to eat?
I guess.
Chipotle.
Chipotle. You read my fucking mind.
Solid to liquid in 30 minutes or less.
I just love Chipotle. I love it.
I do. I have been eating at Chipotle fucking day.
Though. I used to eat Taco Bell like 10 times a week.
Oh, God, no.
And then I stopped eating it 5 years ago. And now it's turned into Chipotle fetish thing. Like I eat Chipotle twice a week at least.
Okay, moving right along. Now, we don't normally ever ask these questions. We don't ask favorite foods. We don't ask these questions. This is all fans asking. Right. And I'm just going
We're not taking responsibility.
Yeah, I'm not taking... No. Exactly. We try and avoid these questions, but you have a huge fan base, so why the fuck not? At Rourke117 asks, how long do you plan to stay in the industry, and what will your life/career plans be after you retire?
Well, after this episode airs, her career is pretty much over.
Really?
It's sad to say.
Kind of how it works.
Kind of how it
You
works.
Have now jumped the shark.
Exactly.
Over. Damn it.
You know how many careers we have ruined in this show? Like, so many.
They warned me. Hopefully, I did, I think I was talking about it earlier on in the year that this was probably going to be my last year, but I think I'll be shooting, hopefully, Girl Girl for another year. But I plan to retire for sure within the next 2 years and continue maybe if I have a site, but after that, gonna get a normal job.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Coffee Bean, she will be coming to knock on your door.
I want a vanilla blended.
At Smile 2 Before You, he doesn't have a lot going on during his days, so he likes tweeting us. Exactly. Karaoke night, what song do you pay? Although he has really good questions. I like this guy.
What question? Ooh, what song?
He's one of my favorite boys on Twitter. Have to show Eddie love.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely have to say I love karaokeing to Gwen Stefani.
Oh, yeah. Really?
So have you thought about going on The Voice?
No, I'm fucking horrible.
That's okay. Yeah. So you're a shower singer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Karaoke with Gwen.
Speaking of Jedis, we have at Jedi 509. Would you date a fan?
No.
Unfortunately, Mr. Jedi, that has been asked as well. But no, no, she will not, unless it's me. at Vin Rosso, there's a... I've got to spell this one out because it's entertaining. V-E-N-E-R-O-S-S-S-O.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Wow. Veracruz, you know. I'm reading this straight out. Veracruz, you know. Coatzacoalas. Coatzacoalas. I am, and I love your eyes. Is that Spanish? Is that some sort of word?
I don't understand it.
Is it like Arabic or something?
He has a picture.
Can I see it?
Yeah, he has a picture with food. Since he's in with the food, I'll give him a pass. If it was just food, I'd be. We're out.
I don't.
The confused
look.
What the hell is that look?
Sorry, dude. We're moving on. At Smile 2 Before You. Can we hear the interview over the net? He really wants to know. And tell you what, we'll
just tweet him.
We'll tweet him afterwards. No. We're gonna go with this. At Lewis_G_92. I'm going graduation year or birth year. Are you single or in a relationship?
I am private about that.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
None of your fucking business.
Yeah.
That's what her husband just told me.
At Truly Perverted, I'm going to go ahead and read it, but this is not actually a question. He actually answered a question, I guess. I know at least one girl she'd love to work with. Bashful smiley face, winky smiley face, and the kind of I'm going to fuck you smiley face.
Let me guess.
Okay.
Aspen Ray?
He did not say.
Damn it.
Damn. Julie Land, at Julie Land. I've heard of these people. What is this? Are the interns on here? We record on the weekends and nobody comes in.
They
it's just us
tweet from outside the office.
It's funny. What is your favorite color? Oh, they're creative. Is Chad. He's fuck Chad.
Chad's a loser.
Chad, fuck you. Why are you fucking with us?
Exactly.
Stop fucking
with
me,
Chad. What's your favorite color?
White.
Ooh. That's not really a color. That is known as light.
Okay.
And black is absolutely.
Like she's wearing no white whatsoever. I like white.
Okay, I'll go with black then.
Black is absence of light.
Right, I know.
What is a color?
Oh my God. See,
I'm using my art school degree.
Can I tell you something? This is like the toughest question she got. What is her favorite color? Like,
oh God, this is fucking horrible.
Really? Like, wow, we can ask her if she likes anal and she'll answer that in a second. But if you ask her for favorite color, she can't fucking deal with it.
So favorite color?
Pink.
Oh,
really? Okay, at least it's a color, but
I know, but
I'm
disappointed.
So do you like Breast Cancer Month and just go out and buy everything in that weird Pepto-Bismol pink?
No.
Pink is the worst color. The worst color.
So what?
Okay, pink. Can we move on to the next goddamn question, please?
Damn, that's a question. She did not tweet that, though.
Don't ask her that next question of what is your favorite fruit, because I don't want to know now.
At Truly Perverted, although he just made a statement last time, this time he has a question.
Good, he's stepping it up.
Oh, he's trying here. If a train leaves NYC... at 9 a.m., heading east at 55. Hold on. At 55 miles per hour, and another train leaves L.A. .. Sorry, couldn't resist. Ha ha.
Yeah, he knows I'm bad at math.
So
that's why he's saying.
Again, I guess there was no question. So, have you ever been on a train?
Yes, I have.
Do you like riding trains?
I do like riding trains.
Have you ever pulled a train?
No.
Oh, shit. Okay, wait. Hold on. Oh, okay, there. Okay, speaking of interns, as some people know, I work with Madness Pictures.
Yes.
So I don't know who tweeted this, because there's a few people that have the account access. Says, when you start doing, okay, this one's good. When you start doing Boy Girl, will you do a BJ scene with Mo for his movie Latin Mouth Club?
Did Andre? He had to.
There's a couple people who have access to the account, so I don't.
That was the funny one.
No, it's just like, oh, that's funny.
That's really
no, no, really.
Wait,
okay.
Wait, no. Just,
oh. So no. I did Latin Mouth Club, and we'll give a little plug because
who was in Latin Mouth Club?
Cassandra Cruz was the box cover girl.
Right. Who else? Look at
this. Oh my God! Hold on, no. I'm sorry.
Pop quiz.
Hold on.
Any girl that blew him.
Brain fart.
I feel so horrible right
like
now.
Three other girls, right?
You know, four? I'm gonna look that up I'm gonna tweet each.
Liv Aguilera. Okay. Wait, Liv Aguilera.
Okay.
Veronica Rodriguez.
Okay. We'll come back to it. We'll come back.
I'm really dying here.
Okay.
We're lucky this isn't not an SAT class.
I feel really bad. So sadly, okay, somebody got in right on time. Good job, Madness Pictures. If this is Andre, that's pretty funny. So that comes to the end of our questions.
I got questions. Can I ask a couple?
Are you going to tweet them?
No, can I ask a couple, please?
Okay,
please,
go ahead and ask a couple questions.
Pick me, please.
Yes. Mr. Avery in the back.
Who's your favorite photographer in the business?
My favorite photographer in the business has to be Tammy Sands.
Why not?
Seriously, I'm sitting right here.
Wait, why not Stills by Allen?
I'm sitting right here.
I haven't worked with him outside of really shooting, so.
Oh, so you're choosing people outside of shooting.
Yeah, but I haven't really shot with Tammy before either, though.
So you're just making this up as you go along.
So
kind of.
You,
thanks for blowing my cover.
Have you been on theaveragemo.com? I take pictures of you, and I think I did a decent job.
You did
on
okay.
On an iPhone. On a fucking iPhone.
I know, but I would do better.
I have to work with you first.
I'll make you a star if you do what I say.
Oh, my God, again. Okay, what's your next question? You
he pulled
really
his pants down.
That's nothing new.
I was gonna say everyone will believe that.
Shit, it's like you need to go read some blogs on JulieLand.com. You need to read some blogs on my site.
He didn't.
Have you seen my site, KenBrockton.com? Check out KenBrockton.com.
Oh God. Plug. I know. Is that your next question?
No, my other next question is, basically, what is your favorite fruit?
My favorite fruit has to be, I like oranges.
And what is your favorite vegetable?
Carrots. I got it right.
Whoa. So now we know what her favorite color is. It's not pink.
It's orange. I know, huh? You'd think.
Orange.
Do you like orange?
No, not really.
No. Likes carrots, likes oranges.
What's your favorite part of L.A.?
Favorite part of L.A.? You know what? It's sad. I was born and raised in California, but I haven't really explored much of LA. Mm-hmm. I've always been afraid of downtown just because of the one-way streets.
Have you ever been to San Francisco?
I have been to San Francisco.
That's crazier streets.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Yeah.
You know what's funny is we don't ask these questions normally, and I'm just like dead ending here.
I know. I got plenty of questions.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
I got plenty of questions.
Now it's more dick.
So, like, if you, the other great question always is, like, if you could have one superhero power, what would it be?
Too easy.
I'm Batman. To be able to change what people think.
Okay. And now if you name,
that's a deep,
name
wait,
three.
Wait, hold on. Let's give her credit. That's deep.
I know. Mm-hmm. Name three U.S. presidents and name your favorite.
Damn it. Why you have to go there for?
It's so easy.
Okay.
Wait. I can already tell you. Hold on.
I'm going to pick out all the cute ones.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You are totally
Lincoln was hot. Go ahead.
And my guess was Lincoln.
Name three.
Kennedy.
Name three.
Kennedy.
Go ahead.
Kennedy.
George.
George who?
No, wait, no. What's his, no, Bill Clinton.
Okay, Bill is one.
Okay.
I need full names. Obama's number two. Number one more.
Kennedy.
And Kennedy. Now, who's your favorite?
Favorite? I would have to say Bill.
Okay. Really? Okay, yeah. So you're old enough. Who was actually the first president you ever voted for?
She hasn't voted.
Oh, you don't vote.
She's not a registered.
Oh,
there's like
she's a Republican.
There was the
she's
whole
a Republican.
Thing.
We forgot about that.
She is a good American.
Yeah.
Mine was 1996, and I voted for Bill Clinton. That was my very first presidential.
That was my first, mine too, actually. And I voted, I registered because the band, I was with the band Mudhoney at the time, and we were really, really drunk. And Mark said, we should all register to vote. And I said, okay. And I was drunk, so I did it.
Okay, so here.
I have another question. One more. Okay.
Go ahead. Because I was going to ask her why she hates America. What was it? But that's, you know, I mean.
why do you hate this country so much?
America, great country or the greatest country?
Exactly. Are you an American or an American't? What was your first concert?
First concert was a Mariah Carey concert.
Oh. Where at? In what year?
It was, God, probably in 2003, and it was in San Diego.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I have one last question for you.
Who the fuck are you? Go ahead.
Who the fuck are you and who you think you are? No.
Who did you sleep with to get to here today? I just want to know because that was the wrong person.
Now, you've answered a large pile of questions that are typically common questions that you get asked in interviews, you get asked by fans, you get asked numerous times. What is the one thing that you never get asked that you want to talk about?
Let me see. I think we covered everything.
That's it. Everything in your life was covered by Twitter.
Yeah. Amazing.
Wow.
But Twitter. we didn't talk about how smart and nice and beautiful she is.
Oh.
I mean, she wore sweatpants and like a three-size
T-shirt. But she's so smart. She's a smart girl.
I am a smart
But
girl.
We do appreciate she wore makeup.
Asshole.
She got all dressed up for
her. Yes, because it's all on video right now.
No, honestly, I do have to say, because I've been on set with you just once, but I've seen the before and after, and actually it is quite amazing before, and we all know that I don't like makeup on girls, so you do look quite amazing beforehand.
She's very beautiful.
Thank you.
Now it's the kiss-ass episode of More with Mo. So for when we sometimes at some point in time do in the future do a third episode of this, where can your follower or fans, whoever, find you?
On Twitter at Miss Veracruz XXX and on Instagram, Vanessa_Veracruz.
Okay. And since the joke we already used last time, we won't do it again. Mr. Avery, where can we find you?
I have no idea.
Really?
I have no idea.
The Julie Land universe has many, many areas. And if you go to julieland.com.
You could follow me on Twitter at Dick Avery.
Oh, really?
And you can send me all your questions.
All three of them.
Yeah.
That follow you. Well, my name is Maurice. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX. And you can find me on my blog, theaverageMo.com.
What's your Instagram?
I think it's the average Mo, but I'm anti-Instagram, so I don't have a LinkedIn. I have a MySpace, but it's in my real name, so I don't do that. Facebook is my real name, so I don't do that. Hold on. FetLife is the average Mo, and I just set that up, so all you kinky bastards out there, bitches, whoever, hit me up. I just opened a profile on gfy.com. I'm the average Mo on Adult DVD Talk. I am at Mox on freeones.com.
Oh, yeah, I saw
that. Okay, I think enough. That's everything I can come up with. So go check out my blog, theaverageMo.com. Oh, wait, actually,
it's... What's your AOL account and your eWorld account?
No, hold on. Watch this. We've never mentioned this. Mox Productions on Pinterest. So anyhow, check out the blog, theaverageMo.com. Thanks for listening.